power on. Okay, there we go, everybody. We got the power to the board. We're ready to rock and roll. It is 7:31. Welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, where we broadcast live out of the Creston Valley, 7:30 till 9 weekdays. And, well, it's kind of a dark morning. But we do have overcast skies, 4 degrees in the Creston Valley right now, and the winds out of the north-northwest at 4 kilometers an hour. Relative humidity sitting at 94%, and barometric pressure 102.7 kilopascals and falling. Now, the mainly cloudy conditions that we have, they're calling for a 40% chance of showers this morning, and a few showers over the northern section. Snow level will be coming down to about 1,000 meters today on the old surrounding mountains, and we're going to have a high of 7 degrees. Excuse me. Tonight, it'll be mainly cloudy. We're going down to 3 degrees, and then tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud with 6 degrees. And then it looks like we've got some kind of a front coming in where it's going to be pretty cool. Yeah, especially come Sunday, Monday, lows of minus 6, highs of minus 1. I'm not liking the sounds of it, but what can you do? Anyways, I got a song going out here for Amber this morning. She's a huge fan of the Boom Booms and Aaron Ross, or Aaron Nazareth, as he used to be called on his first album. And they're on tour right now, the Boom Booms, that is. But I'm going to play a song from the very first album, Butterfly Man, and the name of this song is When the Night, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Coming at the turbo through the town tonight. There is a crowd around, I can feel it breathe. More than 1,000 souls out in the night. I get so blind, I can't see. Smoke is rising from the fire that burns. Sky is purple and the water rise. People talking quiet as they start to learn to see with their own eyes. Their lives, our lives, different as any other. My pain, it's your pain. Tell me, do you wanna go under? You will feel it when the night starts burning. Feet shuffle on that day. When we gonna find what we're gonna be fighting?
You're listening to South Kootenai Radio in the Creston Valley.
Trixie Whitley there with I'd Rather Go Blind. That's from the 2009 release, The Engine. Of course, Danielle Lanois playing a big part on that particular track and album. I should do some digging into the latest on Trixie Whitley. Haven't heard from her in a while. It'd be interesting to see what's going on. All right, as mentioned, it is 3 degrees or 4 degrees here in the Crescent Valley, and we're supposed to go up to 7. How about a little Sinner Street by Jimmy Thackeray right here on South Goodney Radio? Okay, nothing like a little Jimmy Thackeray first thing in the morning. Yeah, I kind of like that one. Sinner Street. Anyways, it is 7:47. We got to get rolling here on our Canadian history segment. November the 13th, our first story is from 1991, and that's when Paul-Emile Legere had died in hospital at age 87. In 1950, Archbishop of Montreal, 1952, became cardinal. 1967, missionary in the Cameroons. 1979, returned to Montreal and set up a relief agency. And brother of former Governor General Jules Leger. There you go. What else do we have here? Next story goes all the way back to 1637 out of St. John's, Newfoundland, and that's when David Kirk, the first governor of Newfoundland, brings out the first 100 colonists from England. He builds forts at Fairyland and St. John's to control the Grand Banks fishery, and he is co-proprietor of the colony with the Marquis of Hamilton and Earls Pembroke of Holland. There you go. And a birthday here. Is it a birthday or... Yeah, 1964, Olympic gold medalist swimmer Victor Davis was born on this day. Let's see. Was it his birthday on this day, or hit by a car outside a Montreal bar and dies in hospital the following day? Davis set the first world record for the 200-meter breaststroke at the World Championships in Ecuador in 1982. Reaches his peak at the 1984 Los Angeles Olympics, where he wins gold at the 200-meter breaststroke by breaking his own world record of 2 minutes 13 seconds and 0.34. He also wins Olympic silver at the 100-meter breaststroke and is part of Canada's 4x100-meter medley relay team. Also wins 2 golds at the 1986 Commonwealth Games, gold at the 86 World Championships, and silver as part of the 4x100-meter medley relay at the 1988 Seoul Olympics. There you go. What else do we have here? John McIntosh Lyle, architect, urban planner, teacher, born on this day at Connor, Ireland in 1872, died in Toronto December 19, 1945. Lyle came to Canada as a boy and attended the Hamilton School of Art, trained as an architect at the Yale School at the Arts, or of the Arts. 1894, attended school and her School of the Arts in Paris. And let's see. Designed the Royal Alexander Theatre in Toronto's Union Station, the Memorial Arch, the Royal Military College in Kingston, at the Bank of Nova Scotia in Ottawa, and the Runnymede Library in Toronto, and the Dominion Coin Competition. Animal and leaf motifs in 1936. There you go. What else do we have here? Madeline Sherwood, actor, born on this day in 1922. Sherwood played the Mother Superior in the Flying Nun TV show. Yeah. And Wayne Parker, rock bass guitarist, born on this day in 1960. Parker played with the group Glass Tiger. Yeah. Okay. Oh, 1992, Winnipeg's Keanu Reeves stars in Bram Stoker's Dracula, directed by Francis Ford Coppola, with Gary Oldman, Winona Ryder, and Anthony Hopkins. There you go. And in 1990, Montreal invests $15 million to save the Expos baseball team. I guess I didn't have the winning saving fund set up properly. And let's see here. 1979, out of Yellowknife, radio station CJCD goes on the air in Yellowknife. It's the first private radio station in the Northwest Territories. There you go. Okay, what do we got here? The Pretty Things, Judgment Day, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Judgment Day. Time run out. You can't stay. St. Peter, won't you? Baby, two stone women, head and feet, follow the zone, cause we're cheap. Tell my daddy that I don't got my ears, I'm a coming. Yeah, yeah, I'm coming. Yeah, daddy, I'm coming. And now my time here belongs. Bend it deep, with some stone women, head and feet, follow the zone, cause my chain, well, tell my daddy that I got it, yes, I'm a coming.
The Atlantic Canada dark bitches enjoy listening to South Kootenai Radio.
Come back.
Heartless by Heart. Yeah, leading us up to the top of the hour here. Hang on. Yeah, a little frog in my throat there. That's much better. Anyway, so I've got the news crew standing by. They've got their 4 minutes and 30 seconds of news update that they're just dying to let you in on. So we'll let them do their thing, and we'll be back on the second half hour of some more great music right here on South Kootenai Radio.
It is November 13th.
For more great listening on South Kootenai Radio.
the hop.
Oh, baby.
Let's go to the hop. Come on. Let's go to the hop. Sweet between. You can really start to move at the hop. Well, that's good food. That's good. Good food at the hop. All the cats and stand near the gate. The kids at the hop. Let's go now. Let's go to the hop. Let's go to the hop.
Oh, baby.
Let's go to the hop.
Oh, baby.
Let's go to the hop. Come on. Let's go to the hop. Let's go, go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Step right up and don't be shy.
along with you.
Listening to South Kootenai Radio.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got a year. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar and spice. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love won't do you no harm. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice.
excellent spot. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice that I got it here. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio, and wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rumbles on. With tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back because they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old
listening to South Kootenai Radio. Tune into the Rock Hour at 5.
Well, there you go. I guess Wild Thing wasn't going to play, and what can you do? It's sometimes the computer just doesn't know what's up. So maybe I could try another one here. Let's see if it'll play. There we go. I think it will.
think I love you. But I wanna know for sure. Come on, hold me tight.
A few scratches on that album. Yeah, Wild Thing. That's finishing off this day in rock and roll history there for you. Of course, the drummer of the band, Ronnie Bond, passing away on this day in 1992 at the age of 49 years old. That hit Wild Thing, a big song for them, in 1966. What else did we have there? We played a little Three Dog Night, old-fashioned love song. James Brown, I Got You, I Feel Good. Huey Lewis in the News, I Want a New Drug. And the Tubes starting things off, She's a Beauty. Stay tuned again tomorrow at about 8:15. We'll have another installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you. In the meantime, let's have a look at the weather across the country. Currently in the Crescent Valley, 4 degrees, on our way to a 7, with they're calling for a 40% chance of showers this morning, and the snow level actually dropping to about 1,000 meters. Ooh. Oh, I see some blue skies out there. A couple of dark clouds, too. Now, over in Vancouver, it's cloudy and 9 degrees, minus 16 and cloudy and Whitehorse. Yikes. Calgary sitting at plus 5 with mainly sunny conditions. And things have warmed up a little on the prairies. Regina and Winnipeg, 2 and 3 degrees. Mix of sun and cloud. Toronto, 0. Mix of sun and cloud. Halifax, minus 2 with mainly sunny conditions. And 2 degrees in rain in St. John's, Newfoundland. Okay, let's get rolling here. We've got Chris Isaak, Speak of the Devil, the title track from the 1998 album, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Get her, don't mention her name.
Okay, a little Chris Isaac there for you on South Good New Radio. Let's see, I'm going to probably have another song or two that we can play before our artist highlight. I've got one here by Ian Hunter, and this is from his album of 1979, You're Never Alone, with a schizophrenic called Wild East.
If you're looking for some fun, South Kootenai Radio is a good place to start.
I buzzed your bell this morning because you had you. Elevator running slow now. I buzz your bell, little girl. I want you to take me up on your a third
devil, but I hold on my hands. Lord, I'm trying to make my baby understand. Lord, you know that everybody they try to tell me, say, Junior, there's somebody done hoodoo, the hoodoo man. I'm gonna tell you this time will come, I'll never tell you no more. The next time I tell you, look like I'm gonna have to let you go, but I hold my hand. Lord, I'm trying to make my baby understand. Everybody try to tell me, say, baby, somebody done hoodoo, the hoodoo man.
All right, a little bit of Buddy Guy there in Junior Wells. Hoodoo Man Blues. That's from the album Blind Pig Records 30th Anniversary Collection. Yeah. All right, I see it's 8:48. You know what that means. We've got to get rolling here on our artist highlight. And today we're going to be featuring the music of Box of Frogs. And, of course, a big thanks going out to Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street, right in downtown Creston. And, you know, you probably should check out some of the cool new things they have in the store here right now. I mean, Christmas is coming, so it's time to get the thinking caps on and head on down there, see what's going on. Yeah. Anyway, Box of Frogs is our artist highlight today. And, of course, they're a blues-based hard rock combo. Reunited guitarist Chris Dredge, bassist Paul Samuel Smith, and drummer Jim McCarty. All three founding members of the famed Yardbirds. The trio re-teamed for the first time since the Yardbirds' mid-1968 breakup and played a 1983 live date at the London Marquee, and the performance proved so successful that they soon founded Box of Frogs with vocalist Jim Fiddler, formerly of Medicine Head and British Lions. Fellow Yardbirds alumni Jeff Beck guested on several tracks of the group's self-titled 84 LP, and along with Jimmy Page on the 1986 follow-up Strangeland, Box of Frogs disbanded soon after. But anyways, we do have a couple of albums here that are pretty darn good, and we're going to play a few of them for you. We'll start off with another Wasted Day right here on South Goodney Radio. Everybody, our artist highlight today, Box of Frogs, and we listen to Back Where I Started, Get It While You Can, and we started off with Another Waves Today. Anyways, that brings this edition of Tim in the Morning to a close. Thanks so much for tuning in, and hopefully you enjoyed the music that that I played here this morning. Tomorrow will be another day, and if you're hoping to hear your favorite song, maybe I'll play it tomorrow. We'll have to see. But in the meantime, you can have a look at our program schedule on the website, theskr.com, theskr.com. Yeah. We also have a Facebook page as well. Just do a Google search for South Kootenai Radio. And you can have a look at all the goodies that we have on the various programs and stuff throughout the day. Anyways, we are going to take a short 4-minute, 30-second break for a news update, and then we'll be back with more regular broadcasting right after that, because we do broadcast 24/7. So have a great day, everyone, and we'll catch you tomorrow morning, or on the flip side, whatever happens first.
It is November 13th.